Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now. Keyword Food Nation Radio. And visit ElizabethDoherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
We've got an interview we want to play for you. We're going to play it in portions, and we're going to talk about some of the things this guy says. He's Dr. David Zilberman from UC Berkeley.
You can label GM crops, and you can label GM-free crops. The question is, what is a norm? Is our norm GM, or is our norm is non-GM? Today, the norm in America is GM.
How do you think about that? That our norm in our food is genetically modified? That's just simply not true. In my opinion, you can't call fraud the norm. That's just my opinion.
Okay, explain that, because this is important.
The American people weren't told what was being done to their food, how it was being changed, or anything else. So you can't call it a norm. You can call it a cover-up. You can call it fraud. You can call it all kinds of things, but you can't call it the norm. Let's play the second one.
Now, if you want to eat non-GM crop, you can have label non-GM.
Now they're putting the burden on everyone else to label the food non-GM, as opposed to labeling genetically modified foods appropriately.
This is what gets me about certain companies. Why should the burden be on the people? The people have a right to know. The people have a right to understand what they're consuming. You know, there wouldn't be labeling laws for every other ingredient and thing that's done to food.
Well, not just food, but even your mattress and your pillows have tags on it. But we don't have the right to know what's in the food we eat.
When vitamins are chelated, for instance, you have to note on the label whether it's chelated, not chelated, that sort of thing. So it's changed in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You should have that same right here, but yet they just ignore that.
And again,
they ignore their own laws.
You just summed it up. They ignore their own laws. They turn a blind eye, and that's why we played that music, For the Love of Money.
We're going to talk about that later in the show, the money connection between genetically modified citrus field trials and some of the people who are responsible for bringing this on the agenda.
In the state of Florida, and you're not going to believe the connection that we're going to be able to show you the show today. You ready for the next soundbite here?
Let's go.
Now, what is happening, at least in my view, is that a lot of people are frightened by not knowing about GM, and introducing a label will make the economics of the industry less attractive.
No, we're not frightened. We're pissed off. We're pissed off because you're not telling us what's in our food. There's a big, big difference. And people do have the right to know. And there are probably some people that would still buy genetically modified food. And it wouldn't make a difference to them. But at least they would have the choice.
And the knowledge of what they're eating. They would have the choice and the knowledge and then be able to make a decision as a grown-up. I don't like the condescending attitude. Well, you're frightened. You're making this decision because you're frightened. I don't like that.
We're just a bunch of scared moms, really. Yeah, okay. Let's go.
Actually, organic food is not GM. You don't want to GM, eat organic.
There is the same thing, that same
If
attitude.
You don't like GM, buy organic. Well, some people don't want to buy organic. Some people think that organic's more expensive, although organic is coming down in price a lot because there's more, you know, supply and demand. There's more supply of organics and more people are buying it. So the prices are naturally coming down, as we discussed with Whole Foods Market on the show previously. And you can hear that interview at ElizabethDoherty.com.
But why should people be treated differently? And you know, well, if you don't want this, you know, you should
eat onus that. Isn't upon us.
No, it's not.
And I'm really tired of that.
You know what? They didn't do this with the cigarette industry. And knowing how much money the cigarette industry pumped into Washington made them label their product appropriately.
And we've already shown through numerous different interviews that GMOs have a safety issue. You can go to ElizabethDoherty.com, listen to Professor Don Huber if you want the details on that. But let's play the next one.
If you look at soybean, if you look at corn, if you look at soybean oil, if you look at meat, you ate now meat that are from cows at GM corn. So this is the norm. So why would you change the norm?
Why would we change the norm?
Again, you know, I don't like what the norm is to be foisted upon me. You're going to give me Soylent Green and tell me that's the norm? Is that what you're going to do next? I mean, really, think about it. And what bothers me the most is people are not getting really aggravated enough to call their legislators and say this is not acceptable. Let's play the next one.
I only tell you the fact, and the fact is GM has problem, but GM saves lives. GM has a good potential.
Again, another lie, because it does not increase crop yields. It causes crop wilt. It is not doing what you said it would do. The only thing it's doing, according to the experts that we've had on the show, is reducing fertility by 30% and causing intestinal issues and other issues, because those intestinal issues are related to long-term diseases.
And if you listen to that again, and I'll tell you, I heard this interview when you first recorded it. I produced it, what, how many times now? Like 3 or 4 different times?
Yes.
And repackaged this and listened to it. This was the first time I actually heard him say, there is a problem with GM crops. There is a problem with genetically modified foods. He says it in that clip. Listen to this again.
I only tell you the fact, and the fact is, GM has problem, but GM saves life. GM has a good potential.
GM has problems, but GM saves lives. GM has problems. All along, they said
this does not save lives.
This is,
but it does have problems.
All along, everyone has said this is the same biological product as organic, and apparently, it's not.
It's not. There's some metabolic issue. There's all sorts of issues.
And the reason is money. Ugh.
I know.
Okay, here we go. Last one.
But I tell you what. If it wasn't so GM, in the last 15 years that has been used partially, the prices of food would be much higher and more people would have died. GM saved lives.
Absolutely not true. Does not save lives, does not increase crop yields, causes all sorts of issues that we've discussed on the show before. But the only way that people can make a difference in the state of Florida, because you're not voting directly on this issue, is to contact your local legislator in the state, not federal, but the state. And you can go to myfloridahouse.gov and put in your zip code, and you can find out who your local legislator is.
If this product is so safe, and we're talking about Roundup Ready crops, if Roundup Ready crops are so safe, and then spreading more and more Roundup on this product is safe, first of all, one, why do the people who apply it wear these nuclear costumes, these masks and these aspirators and the big, huge rubber nuclear gloves? Why do they have to use that before they apply it? And two, has anyone done any research about what's getting into the groundwater supply? How much of that is actually seeping into the groundwater? And now a story came out today that we saw that's saying more and more GMO products are winding up in the water supply as well.
That's true for a lot of GMO products. It's not true for the oranges. There are some different issues with oranges that I'm going to be writing about this week that will blow your mind, that things about the field trials in oranges in this state that you don't know about. I'll be talking about this week on ElizabethDoherty.com.
And that's exactly the reason we had Uncle Matt on the program, was to talk about GMO oranges and about the fact that research teams are doing field trials on genetically modified oranges. Right now, you're not even going to know if it's
and
labeled
grapefruit.
Or not. Wow.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research on this, and I'm going to be writing an article this week about exactly the concerns about, specifically, the concerns about the field trials and what you're going to be eating, because as it looks right now, they're not going to agenda this issue. They're not going to agenda the bill so that the entire legislature can vote upon it.